Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love Loves Me. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Throughout the ages, eons is what this word, eons. Eon after eon. We will continually see more of His glory. And you, when you think it couldn't get any better, you couldn't. He'll show you something else and you go, God, you're going to have to help us to take all this. And He'll say, okay, I'll help you. Here you go. Now you can take more. And you know why He has done this and He has planned this? Why? Help me out. Why? 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 Not just because you needed it. Not just because He didn't have anything else going on. Come on, are you listening to me? Not because He had no other options or alternatives. It's because He knew you and loved you. He knew you before you were born. Go to 1 John. This expounds exactly what we're talking about right now. 1 John 3:1, it says, behold. What does behold mean? Look. Look what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Somebody say, look.
Look.
Look what love. Look what love. What love? The love He has poured out on me. Look how the Father has loved me and you. Look. What are we looking at? That we should be called the sons of God. Now, we don't really know what that means, but we're going to find out. That we should be called the son. You heard some. I've heard people say, well, you know, so-and-so died, and the Lord said, yeah, you know, he needed another angel in the choir. No. We're not angels. That would be a demotion for us. We have been made the sons of God. The creator of heaven and earth calls us sons and daughters. And we can call Him Father. And Jesus is our brother. The one sitting at the right hand of the throne of God calls us brother. Brother. We can come right into the throne room of God and be accepted. We can speak in the throne room. I don't think we have a clue what kind of honor that is. To be able to speak. I mean, you can't go speak in the president's office or the king's court of this land or that. And yet you can come, not sheepishly, boldly. You can walk right in to the throne room of the Almighty. And you can say, Father, and He'll say, yes, child. We're talking about the one who created the stars. Knows you, hears you, will receive you. Why? Why? He loved you before you were born. He saw things in you you hadn't even seen in you yet. The devil's lied to you, taunted you, spoke things through children on the playground to you and teenagers saying stupid stuff and family members and spouses and everything else trying to get you to believe that you're ugly and dumb and nothing and you got nothing to offer. Lies, 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 lies. You are predestined to the glory of the sons of God. You are an amazing, one of a kind creation of God. He loved you so much that He made you. And even after we lost ourselves through sin and disobedience, He bought back His own creation. with the blood of the Lamb. He owns us multiple times over. Somebody say, He loves me. 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 Thank you, Father, for loving me. 1 John 3:1, are you there? What does it say? Look. Look. Look what love. Look what kind of love. Look how much love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called not angels, not servants, not subjects, the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
We are the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not. The world does not know who we are. They see us, they make fun of us, all kind of other stuff. But that's going to stop one day. I said, that's going to stop. That's going to come to an abrupt stop. One of these days. When people realize who we are. When we realize who we are. Let's go on reading. The world knows us not. Let's back up to that first verse again. The world knows us not because it knew Him not. See, they didn't know Him when He came either. He came into His own. And they didn't recognize Him. They didn't know who He was. They didn't receive Him. And so the same thing's happening with us. As He is, so are we in this world. Verse 2. Beloved, what? Not having to wait till we get to heaven. Right now, we are the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. You don't see us for what we fully are right now. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. An amazing thing is going to happen when He comes. The Bible says that we may have boldness even in the day of judgment. How can you have boldness in the day of judgment? Only one way, love. Because you know how much the one sitting on the throne of judgment loves you. That's the only way you could. But when He comes, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go. You're going to go, wow, we're like you. He's going to say, I told you, I told you, I told you. We're going to see Him as He is, and we're going to realize we are like Him.
Yeah.
Why? We're in Him. He's in us. He's the head. We're the body. We are one. And the Father loves us just like He loves Him.
Amen.
Is it true?
It's true.
Go to Romans 8, please. Oh, the great love wherewith He has loved us. Great love. The Amplified says, see what an incredible, I don't like that word, but I know what they're trying to say, quality of love the Father has given and bestowed. It is amazing, isn't it? It is wonderful. Look what manner of love. Romans 8, are you going there? Romans 8. You begin to see something. Well, I tell you what. Go to Revelation. Hold your place in Romans 8. Go to Revelation 12, and I think we'll get more out of Romans 8 if we'll do it this way. Revelation 12, then Romans 8. Revelation 12 and verse 10. Says, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of His Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. What does the devil do nonstop. He casts accusations. He is an accuser. Now, friend, let's get a revelation of the tone and spirit of it so we recognize that the devil's crafty. He didn't come to the front door. He didn't come in a red suit with a pitchfork. He's very subtle and deceptive and crafty. But you can learn the sound and tone and spirit of what's him. And be on your guard, and flags go up when you hear it. The Holy Spirit is not an accuser. He's not a condemner. Who is? Have you ever heard accusations? Casting dispersions and accusations and, well, I just don't know why they said that. Why they didn't do that, or where were they? Or how come this? Or, do you hear the tone? Do you hear the tone of that? Well, I just think if they really cared about you, they'd be here. Where are they? That is an accusation. Where do those accusations come from? They're not coming from God. Who's inspired? It may be coming out of your friend's mouth. But what's behind it? What's inspiring it? Well, if they really cared for you, they wouldn't do this. If they really cared about, if they really loved you, if your kids really loved you, if your husband really loved you, if your wife really loved you, they'd have done this and they'd have done that. And I think that, you know, I think the only reason they're hanging around is because you give them money and because you do this and because you take care of them. And isn't that exactly the tone of what Satan told God about Job? Isn't that the exact same tone? Well, he serves you, yeah. But I guess so. I mean, you put a hedge about everything he's got. You protected him. You blessed him. You made him one of the richest men in the East. I guess so. But I tell you this, he hits some hard times. He'll curse you to your face. He'll leave you like that. Do you hear that tone? Then learn to recognize it, no matter if it's just thoughts coming to your mind or if it's words coming through people's mouth that you work around. Your own loved ones can yield to the wrong spirit. Come on, are you listening? That don't mean that they got a devil and they need a devil cast out of them. You can yield to the Holy Spirit in the morning and yield to the devil in the afternoon. You got a free will. You can yield to whatever thoughts and feelings you choose to yield to. But this is dangerous stuff because it's designed to cause you to question and not believe the love.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love Loves Me, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me